gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Lay down your swords and fight no more for the sake of
Hello, everyone.
Christmas
oh.
Day.
Hello.
Claire has.
I do not.
A Christmas quandary. No, we're talking about what we want for Christmas, and this is called Santa's List. I'm liking this song at the moment, and I'm going to do another song in a minute. It's more representative of Christmas-esque, all I want for Christmas and things. But Claire was telling us a poem.
No, I'm not going to repeat it.
She's doing it with an Australian accent.
Paul Hogan, go and have a look at it.
Paul Hogan, very rude. Quite funny, though.
No, it's repulsively rude.
He's very rude, isn't he?
Immensely.
Not as nice as... where's that other guy that... He used to be a presenter on Radio WM in Birmingham, and he was Australian, and he used to play this guy's stuff all the time. And he was a poet-y songwriter, thing, and I can't remember who he was.
I'm pretty sure he did
it. It wasn't Paul... What's his name again?
Paul Hogan.
Yeah.
You know Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah. Oh, is that who it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. So I said, I could Londoner then. So what have we come here to do today? Is it... are we on, like, day 10, I think?
Something like that. Nearly there.
I know, getting
It'll
there.
It'll be the shortest day of the year,
see? I know, immense. And then it started getting lighter.
Yay, summer!
Yeah. Farewell. It's like in the shop today, in the cafe, I was offered summer fruits oasis, and I thought it's not even summer, so I couldn't bring myself
it's
to have
summer
it.
Somewhere.
I don't like oasis anyway.
Why?
Open and pour them yourself once more.
Why? But it's summer somewhere.
Somewhere
in the
southern hemisphere, in the Antipodean areas that we've just been
it's not quite the same
taking the mick out of.
Summer.
I wouldn't have thought so. People want to have Christmas down Bondi Beach.
Yeah, I've been to the beach at Christmas.
I thought Bondi.
Bondi, dear. Yeah. Bondi.
It's only a little beach.
God.
Grown in a pot by the Japanese.
Yeah. And he hasn't even been drinking.
I've had 7-Up.
That. Is it the last one you drank?
Cool, yeah. Well, you got 8 Cokes in there.
I don't drink Coke.
She says that.
No, I don't drink Coke. I haven't had a can of Coke since I came out of hospital.
No, not a whole can. No, you haven't.
I had a couple of sips.
A couple of sips each time I have a can of Coke.
Given there's 8 and you've had... It's taken that you a week to drink them.
That could be several a day.
No, that's not fair.
No, it isn't. You've done very, 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 very well. With your lack of Coke drinking. You were told you couldn't drink it anyway.
Yeah.
But that wasn't what we came
to talk.
I can't
drink alcohol either.
No.
But I don't drink it anyway. But.
No. Avoid. What was it? You can't be under the affluence of alcohol.
And there's lots of other food stuffs that you can't eat either.
Mm-hmm.
Because they clash. Anyway.
Clash. What were we going to talk about?
You were going to talk about what you'll buy me for Christmas. I was going to go through the Argos app and tell you exactly
Go on
what
then.
No, I was only joking. Because we went to
I bet
to
you
Argos.
Didn't. I bet you looked.
No, I told you earlier about the ring.
Yeah, it would be lovely if you could buy a ring.
From Argos, £3,000. I don't think I'd go into Argos and buy £3,000.
I think I've said it. Yeah, I think I've said it before that anywhere that displays
the buying of fine jewellery isn't quite reserved.
Anywhere that displays its jewellery near the door probably indicates that there aren't really much worth buying.
Mm.
But £3,000, I mean, it's not, you know. I wonder what sort of diamond you get for that.
A carrot.
A carrot?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good for... Snowman's nose, then.
Oh.
But you were talking about what you wanted for Christmas. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas, anyway.
A kitten.
Not a kitten.
A puppy.
Nor a puppy.
Or another friend for Jasper.
I'll tell you what, you can have a puppy if Usher can procreate with Jasper and create one.
Well, Usher can't procreate with Jasper. Usher's been snipped.
Oh, yeah. And?
Well, that's that all. And
Jasper's
male. Well, we don't know that for sure, but...
I think he is.
Yes, he prefers females.
Hey?
Jasper prefers women, which would imply that he's a male parent.
How does that even work, though? I mean, they don't know that you're a woman compared
They're
to...
They're very me, clever, but... you know?
Mm. He's making noise in the background.
Jasper was my Christmas present 9 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except I got him early, because he was the only parrot in the shop.
Oh.
I got him just before Nathan's
He's
birthday.
He's the only parrot in the shop. Was it from Cardiff?
No, it was in Swindon. It was in that... Did you go to the pet shop in Swindon? Where I bought the dog food and stuff. And they've got this big bird room full of birds.
I've never been there.
And they have, oh, it's a lovely pet shop and they've got lots of parrots and things out in cages. And yeah, that pretty much.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But that's not getting us anywhere about what we want for Christmas. Oh, I mean, I can't. Have you got no idea what you're getting me for Christmas?
No. And my mum just texted me asking me what she can get you as well. And she, I don't have an idea what I'm buying.
Last year, your mum got me a gift voucher for Cotswolds.
Did you spend it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a fleece.
Oh, yeah.
And she got me some Calvin Klein. What was it, KC1 or whatever?
Hmm.
Or something. Or no, it might have been... no, there was several. I can't remember. One of them, I think. And then some sort of shower gel type setup.
Hmm.
But yeah, I know what I'm getting you now, I think.
Well, you better hurry up. It's like, you know, you don't have much time.
No, but, well, I've got especially something
for you. You've got to go back to work on Monday.
I've got something for you coming in the new year anyway.
I know you do. We won't speak of that until... No, we're not going to speak of it until...
I was only humming Santa's List songs myself. So, yeah, well then, all...
What does anyone else want for Christmas then?
What does everyone else want for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to start... There are certain things that I think you shouldn't have for Christmas. You know, people that get engaged on Christmas Day, that's a bit of a cop-out, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it kind of means you don't buy a ring. You know, buy a ring as part of someone's Christmas present. That's a bit mean.
Yeah. Tight. Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think that this might give us a clue as to what puppies. I want for Christmas.
Do you want for Christmas?
Yeah. Hum. Who is it by? I can't remember. Some bird we've never heard of.
I don't presents care about me being. Now, see, I like to have lots of presents. I just want you for now.
So that's what I want for Christmas.
That's a horrible version. I've never heard that before.
Why? That's exactly how it's meant to go. And he goes, ba-da, 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 dung, dung, dung,
dung, dung, dung, dung, dung, dung.
Here we go. Yeah, there's a little big space for effects. Yeah. Oh, big kettle drum thing. There you go. That's all I want for Christmas. Is you.
So I'll wrap myself up and...
Yeah, present yourself.
Moving on. See you all later.
Bye-bye.